Welcome to the Catholics on Campus podcast, where certified Catholic mindset coach and college student development expert, Dr. Virginia Cook, provides practical tips and coaching to succeed in college while growing in your Catholic faith. And now, your host, Virginia Cook.
You are listening to this episode on its release day, Ash Wednesday. You are likely about to receive ashes or are wearing them right now. Did you know that Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation like Christmas or Easter? A 2019 study by the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, CARA, at Georgetown University found that almost half of adult Catholics, 45%, typically attend Ash Wednesday services. That's nearly double the percentage of Catholics who attend Sunday Mass. Our actions are motivated by our thoughts and feelings about the circumstances in our lives. Why is it that Catholics who attend Ash Wednesday services don't also attend Sunday Mass regularly? In this episode of Catholics on Campus, we'll explore what holds people back from attending Mass and how you can explore your thoughts to come into deeper communion with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. I was so happy to read a recent report from CARA researchers who found that Mass attendance has rebounded to pre-pandemic levels when about 24% of Catholics attended Sunday Mass. Of course, we know Sunday Mass attendance in the U.S. has fallen since the 1950s when it peaked in 1958 at 74%. I read an interesting article by Deacon Wally Calabrese, linked to the show notes if you'd like to read it for yourself, where he cited studies from the 1950s that challenged that finding. Instead, the researchers estimated that Mass attendance in the 1950s was probably in the range of 49 to 62%, not 74%. Deacon Wally, who's with the Diocese of Raleigh in North Carolina, concluded that the decline of Mass attendance was already at play before the liturgical changes of Vatican II and resulted from societal secularization, a weakening Catholic identity related to insufficient catechesis, and broader cultural shifts in the United States. The Catechism, number 2042, tells us the first precept of the Catholic Church is, "You shall attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation and rest from servile labor." A precept is a command or principle intended as a rule of action. The first precept requires the faithful to sanctify the day commemorating the resurrection of the Lord by participating in the Eucharistic celebration in which the Christian community is gathered. The other four precepts relate to going to confession, the Eucharist, abstinence and fasting, and providing for the needs of the church. I have consistently attended Sunday Mass since I converted to Catholicism in the mid-1990s. I can count on one hand the number of times I've missed, and it was usually due to serious illness. For my husband and me, there's never a decision to make about if we are going to Mass. It's just a matter of where and when. When we lived in Alabama, a state which is 5% Catholic, we probably had the fewest options. There were two Catholic churches within 20 minutes of our home and a couple more about 45 minutes away in Montgomery. We planned our weekend around Mass times, and it was the deciding factor of what our days would look like. When we moved to the Orlando area, we had many more options. Our home has two Catholic churches within 10 minutes and about a dozen more within an hour of our home. I especially love to go to Mass while on vacation. My husband and I have been to Mass at beautiful cathedrals, basilicas, and historic churches all around the U.S. We've participated in Mass at remote churches in Alaska with amazing mountain views from behind the altar, at seaside churches in picturesque Hawaii, and in western towns of Colorado and historic New England parishes. We've also attended Mass abroad while traveling for work, on vacation, or on pilgrimage. Again, the opportunity to experience the subtle differences of Mass in Japan, Portugal, Mexico, British Columbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the Holy Land have enriched and inspired my life. I say all this to say Sunday Mass attendance is the focus and highlight of my week. I look at it as an essential way to get my week off to a good start. It's more than an obligation. It's an opportunity to connect with Jesus, express my love for him, and let his word and Eucharist nourish me for the journey ahead. Some thoughts that keep me motivated to attend Mass are, I get to spend time with Jesus. I enjoy the support of my parish community. I look forward to connecting with my good Catholic friends there. I get to experience the same Mass that my ancestors did. I feel closer to my dad, his parents, and all my Catholic relatives who have gone before me. I treasure this weekly reset at Mass to remind me about what's most important in this short life and the eternal life in heaven, which I aspire to. I'm grateful that I get to worship with fellow Catholics around the world and to truly experience the universal church. As you hear those thoughts go through my head, you can tell that they are largely positive. I encourage you to take a moment to think about the thoughts that go through your mind about attending Mass. Do the thoughts help or hinder you from wanting to attend Mass? James Allen, author of the book Above Life's Turmoil, wrote, "You are today what your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you." Why many people do not attend Mass could relate to a variety of thoughts and feelings which demotivate them from making the commitment. For now, let's look at these thoughts without judging and explore what thoughts could come to mind. Have you ever thought to yourself, "I don't belong here"? Perhaps you attended Mass at a new parish and felt awkward. You didn't see people your age, or maybe no one welcomed you in, or the pre-Mass routine of this parish was different than what you experienced at your home parish. Going to a new parish, like doing anything new, can be intimidating, but allowing your feelings of rejection, hurt, or awkwardness to deter you from going a second time is probably not in your best interest. First impressions built from a single experience are a piece of data that aren't the full picture. You could try experiencing Mass at different times over the weekend to help you get a better sense of the parish culture. The Saturday 5 p.m. crowd could be much different than the 9 a.m. Sunday Mass goers or the Sunday 7 p.m. Mass attendees. If you are looking for a Mass in a language other than English, attending that Mass may feel more comfortable for you. Perhaps your thought about Mass is, the focus of the homily is not in touch with the issues the community is experiencing. Not long ago, I talked with a college student who was originally from South America. She explained that when she first moved to the United States, she attended Mass at a new parish and was very put off by the call to participate in their parish capital campaign. She recalled that at her home parish, she never experienced such a thing and was surprised that the financial requests were so openly expressed. She wondered why the church was focused on improving their facilities when they could be using the money to help the poor. Her dislike of this practice inclined her to make a vow that she would not attend Mass at that parish again. Since that time, she attended Mass less frequently and was less interested in exploring more opportunities to get involved in parish life. While she still considers herself a Catholic, she is currently not a regular Mass attendee. She hasn't revisited that decision or re-examined her reasoning from her early teenage years. Another thought that could cause some people to go to Mass less frequently is, I don't have time to go to Mass. We all experience a scarcity mindset around time. We blame not having enough time on many choices that we make, not exercising, not choosing healthy food options, not spending time with family, or not keeping up with homework or other work obligations. How we choose to spend our time is up to us. Often, shifting time away from social media and scrolling can free up countless hours in a week. Even if you live in a very rural area where getting to Mass will involve some drive time, prioritizing the holy sacrifice of the Mass over other things can help you overcome this thought. Once you've identified a thought that is moving you away from attending Mass, you can hold that thought captive and explore the emotions behind the thought. You could be feeling frustration, rejection, indifference, guilt, stress, loneliness, or disappointment. The feelings seem real and reinforce our commitment to the choices that we make. Did you feel rejected or hurt when you attended Mass? Did you feel unwelcomed? Did you feel indifferent or bored if you felt the homily was irrelevant to your life? Did you feel guilt or stress when you thought about competing obligations? As a Catholic mindset coach, I encourage my clients to linger with the emotion and process it more fully. The process is simple, and it's best when you write your responses to the questions I'm about to pose. If you have some time, you can pause the podcast and answer the questions or go back to it when you have more time. So first, you want to identify the thought. Then provide a one-word description of the emotion you feel when you experience that thought. For instance, if I have the thought, I don't have time to attend Mass every Sunday, the emotion might be anxiety. Here's some questions you could ask yourself about the emotion or feeling of anxiety. Where do you feel this emotion in your body? Does it feel closed or open? Is it moving or stagnant? Is it slow or fast? Next, you can identify an image that is attached to the emotion. What does the image look like? If it had a color, what color would it be? What texture is it? If this emotion had an image attached to it, what would it be? If you were able to explain the scene that is playing out in your mind while you were feeling this emotion, what would it look like? So go back to the example of feeling anxiety when you attend Mass at a new parish for the first time. You might feel the emotion of anxiety in your stomach, and it feels very closed, stagnant, and tight. It's not a fast-moving emotion. The anxiety stays stuck in the pit of your stomach. The image of the emotion might be a black rock in your stomach that is weighing you down and causing discomfort. Unlike other times when anxiety might feel like butterflies moving around in your stomach, this anxiety feels like it will never leave. As you continue to process the emotion, you can invite the Lord into the image and ask for his interpretation. What is the Lord saying to you? Does the Lord do something for you? Does the Lord change anything? Does the image shift at all? As you sit with this imagery, you could hear the Lord saying that he is your rock and your salvation. You have nothing to fear. He could lift the rock from your stomach and place it into your hands, so now you are in charge of the rock. The rock no longer feels heavy. The anxiety is not controlling you. You get to choose what you do with the rock. You could carry the rock, you could place it by the cross with Jesus, and you could ask him to take care of it. By placing your trust in Jesus and acknowledging that he is your rock and your salvation, you can place the anxiety at the foot of his cross. You can thank Jesus for taking care of you and invite him to help you the next time you feel the anxiety again. As you heard this example of the emotion of anxiety, did you feel something shift for you? Perhaps you gained a new understanding of how anxiety shows up in your body. Perhaps the encouragement to invite the Lord's interpretation gave you some new insight about your own feelings. Yes, even experiencing this type of emotional processing secondhand can help you get a little unstuck. I've illustrated how processing your emotions can be extremely powerful and can release a lot of negative associations that you have with a particular thought. If you find yourself wanting to attend Mass more frequently, you can address the thoughts and emotions that are causing you to stay away from this. Catholic coaches have a number of techniques to help you process the emotions and thoughts that get in the way of changing unwanted behaviors. Another powerful question you can ask yourself is, who would want me to stay away from Mass? Who would want me to think these thoughts that keep me from getting closer to God? Of course, these questions are best answered from the spiritual warfare perspective. The enemy wants you to avoid attending Mass, to get distracted during Mass, to feel anxious, bored, or indifferent during Mass, and he will use these thoughts to keep you from desiring your greatest good, which is to grow closer to God. At this point in my life, perhaps like you, I am not yet a daily Mass goer, But the key word here is yet. I aspire to being a daily communicant. And since my husband has been one for years, when I'm ready to take that leap, he'll be thrilled. Do you have someone in your life who encourages you to go to Mass? Of course, Jesus, Mother Mary, and the saints invite us and encourage us every day. Having a Mass buddy or a group of them is something you can welcome into your life. Having an accountability partner or just someone to share the journey with is a wise step in changing your habits and achieving your goals. I encourage you to watch a short 7-minute film called The Veil Removed about the coming together of heaven and earth at the Mass. I've linked to it in the show notes to make it easy for you to access. I don't want to give away too much, but the film presents a powerful, supernatural view of Mass that you can keep in mind when you are tempted to think that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is boring, irrelevant, or out of date. As we enter into Lent, do you need some inspiration for making this Lent your best one ever? I encourage you to listen to Catholics on Campus episode 10, where I give practical suggestions for ways to observe Lent, as well as the feast days that occur throughout Lent, St. Joseph's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and the Solemnity of the Annunciation on March 25th. I wish you a blessed Lenten season and invite you to challenge yourself to attend Mass more regularly. If you would like to assess where you are in your Catholic faith journey, I've developed a new tool that you can take for free. I've linked to it in the show notes. It's a 20-question assessment, and I encourage you to take it. My friends, I hope you found this podcast episode helpful, and please like it and give it a 5-star rating and share it with your friends. If you have any suggestions for future podcast topics, feel free to reach out to me through my website, knots-untied.com. I've also linked to the website in the show notes to make it easier for you to reach me. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, Mary Untier of Knots, pray for us. God bless you.
If you are an ambitious college student who desires to leverage your God-given talents to live in beatitude and make a bold difference in the world, Dr. Virginia Cook can help you excel in your educational journey and grow in your Catholic identity. As founder of Knots Untied Coaching, Virginia offers mindset coaching from an authentically Catholic perspective and collegiate success and well-being strategies for happy, healthy, and holy living. Want to stay connected? Visit knotsuntied.com to learn how to join an amazing community of like-minded Catholic college students and their parents. You can also follow her on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Check out the show notes for links and special offers.